This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, أَيَّامُ التَّشْرِيقِ أَيَّامُ أَكْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ وَذِكْرٍ لِلَّهِ. The days of tashriq are the days of eating and drinking and the remembrance of Allah. Now, if you take a look at that, what are the days of tashriq? They are the 3 days after the day of Eid. So you have the day of Arafah, then you have the day of Eid, then you have the 3 days of tashriq. Now, during those 3 days, you must remember to eat and drink and thank Allah. Be thankful, be grateful, remember Allah often, and constantly declare the praise of Allah. You and I know that fasting is very, very rewarding. But it is prohibited to fast on the days of Eid. On the days of Eid, you're not allowed to fast. And you should not be fasting in the season here, known as the days of Tashriq, because the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, there are the days of eating and drinking and the remembrance of Allah. So there goes. You want to know when to fast? Well, you can fast the day of Arafah if you're not in Hajj. If you're in Hajj, you're not supposed to be fasting. It's not a sunnah. But if you're out of the Hajj, you get a massive reward for it. The day of Eid, haram to fast. You must eat, you must drink, you must thank Allah. Islam does not give importance to food and drink, if you notice. There is never a time when Allah asks you to indulge in food and drink. But during the days of Eid and during the days of Tashriq, that's when the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, eat and drink, still don't be wasteful. Don't be wasteful. That's in the instruction of the Quran. وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Eat and drink and don't waste, for he does not love or like those who are wasteful. So we will eat and we will drink. The day of Arafah is the best day of the entire year. On that day, what should you be doing? You need to know it's the day, according to the hadith in Sahih Muslim, that Allah frees the maximum number, the most people from hellfire. So he writes names of people who are free from hellfire because of some good that they did. So do good throughout the season. You know, in the nights of Ramadan, there are a lot of people who are freed from hellfire. But during the day, this is the day of Arafah, subhanallah, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. So, subhanallah, we must ask Allah to free us from hellfire. And in order to achieve that, we must be from those who've changed our lives, who sought forgiveness, who've promised Allah that we're not going to repeat the bad that we've been doing all along. And inshallah, we will find by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will definitely be achieving a lot. You'll feel the change. You'll feel the difference. And in order to know whether Allah has actually accepted your tawbah or your repentance, you need to feel a slight change within you. And then you know, wow, I've changed. Meaning Allah has accepted my repentance by His will, by His fadl, by His grace, His mercy. Now, we've spoken about sins being forgiven for the fast of the day of Arafah. I just want to mention the hadith of Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, wherein he says that whoever fasts on the day of Arafah, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has said that the sins of both years will be forgiven. Both years meaning the current and the coming. But that's speaking about minor sins. As for major sins, they require specific tawbah, specific repentance. So someone's committed a major sin, Allah will forgive it on condition that you seek forgiveness specifically for the sin that you've committed. And then the hadith says the best supplication is the supplication of the day of Arafah. So on the day of Arafah, supplicate. Now, there is a dispute amongst the scholars as to should we be with those who are in Arafah or should we be following the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. The vast majority say follow the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, because if you were to sight the moon before the people in Arafah, it would be your day of Eid when it is their day of Arafah, and that would confuse things completely. And that's very possible to happen. And it has happened in the past, although a long time back. But in order to prevent all of that, when it is your ninth of Dhul Hijjah, it is the day of Arafah. Sometimes it might be your day of Eid when they're still having Arafah. In that case, it's haram to fast while they're in Arafah because it's your Eid and they did not see the moon. For now, they happen to be seeing the moon mostly before the rest of the world. Things have happened differently in the past, may happen differently in the future. So although there is an opinion, let's not fight about it, whichever opinion you follow. I've just mentioned what opinion I follow, but at the same time, those days are blessed days. Don't involve in fighting and dispute. That's the last thing you should do. Just praise Allah. Thank Allah. Congratulate people upon the beautiful season. May Allah bless every one of us and grant us goodness. I pray that Allah grant us supplications that are accepted, and may Allah eradicate for us this coronavirus that has spread across the globe. May Allah protect us, give us cure, and have mercy on those who've passed on. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.